of in my church, they call me the grandmother in this hospital of these children. Uh-huh. And they come here with little gifts and come and sing songs here in the hospital to us.
Yeah. Okay. What do people think that they see at night around a graveyard?
Oh, they used to call it ghosts and things like that.
Okay. Any other names? Old-fashioned names?
Oh, I see. Well, Hanks, they'd say the Hanks,
Okay. Now, this house that was supposed to have ghosts in it, people would say that
the
it
haunted
was,
house.
Okay. Okay, if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, and you wanted to know, to express your feelings, you know, when you saw him, you might say, I'm
so happy to see you.
Okay. Okay, someone owned 500 acres, say. How much land would you say that would be? I mean, what expression would you use? You'd say that that's a large farm
or a large estate or things like that.
I'm thinking, would you say a good deal of land or right smart of land?
A lot of land.
Okay. Do you ever use the word right smart?
I have.
What does it mean?
Well, it's just a large amount of something.
Uh-huh. What would you say? Can you think of an example how you'd use that word?
Well, that is... that's a mighty big farm or a large acreage, or you tend all of that, or what is it all in, orchard or grass, or do you tend all that land? That's an immense 500 acres?
Acres.
Oh, that's a big, big farm.
Yeah, but how would you use the word right smart?
Well, that is a heap, a big, a large.
Would you talk about a right smart of, it rained right smart, or a right smart of
We've
rain?
Had an awful lot of rain, generally, I say, when we do have an awful lot. We've had an awful lot here lately.
Well, how would you use right smart, then?
Well, that's a right smart of something that's a heap, unusual.
Okay. Someone asks you, can you really do that? And you say...
I have.
Or I what can?
I'll try.
I surely
can.
Okay. You say it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was.
Well, it's not very cold. It's chilly, we would say.
Okay. But you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was.
Terribly cold really cold this morning, or we had frost, or we had a little snow, or things like that.
Okay.
That's the expressions.
Okay. Suppose your mother, say, you cooked something that you liked, and you want to tell her it was good, but you really want to emphasize.
Mother, that was delicious. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Okay. Or you say, Ma, that was what good? That was...
really good.
Okay. And if someone said something shocking to you, and you sort of resented it, you know, you might say, why the...
would say what?
Why the very...
thought of that being...
Okay, or the very...
idea of...
Okay. What do you say when you... when a friend of yours says good morning, what do you ask him in return?
Well, how are you this morning?
Okay. And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Well, this is my friend so-and-so from Alabama, or that I've known, I went to school with, or
a relative. You're introduced to a stranger, what do you ask him, you know?
Where do you live?
Or, I mean, something like, would you say, how are you, or how...